This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
And how do you do? It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you pick a day, we'll fill the void. One of the great things about doing this program, and I sort of was not forced into thinking it, but I have a lot of warmth and love for the three ladies who are on with me here, Victoria and Jay and Jennifer. This is a great time to be alive. As much as there may be some reflection in my mind about some of the things that are going on socially and otherwise, but this is an adventure, and I couldn't imagine what it was like living. I believe in reincarnation, so I think we've lived past lives, and you know, we don't remember what they are necessarily. Sometimes you have those deja vu moments, and you think, oh, I've been here before, but.
Spoken like a true dairy farmer. You said deja vu. Wow.
Yes, maybe there's something to that, Jennifer. I've always been around in all my past lives. Anytime I've been regressed, I've always been around animals, cows, horses, that sort of thing. So it fits. Anyway, being in the light, I think that's where we are here. Not in the dark, but in the light. Things look brighter because you feel better about how the stuff transpires. You can't do a lot about everything, but you can do stuff about what's in your own world. And I think that's what we choose to do here. We talk about things in a way that doesn't necessarily always fit with the powers that be, but that's life. We need to be ourselves and who we are. And so I'm thankful for that. And I think more when I'm around a lot of the people that are from our business, like I was over the weekend or on Friday in New York, it sort of makes me very thankful that we have this opportunity to visit with people every day and to visit with each other. So having said that, my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson are coming to visit for 2.5 weeks. And Miles said to me last night when he was talking about how excited he was to come and play with Gramps and all the things that he wants to do, and he grabbed the phone from his mother and said, "Gramps, guess what?" I said, "What?" He said, "I graduated from kindergarten this week." Which he did. He got out of kindergarten on Friday. Yeah, it was cute. And I was looking at the numbers and things as we get through the pandemic and get out of it, and people are going back to school actually everywhere in the world, but in Los Angeles it would appear, although that seems to be coming together as well. But apparently, this fall is going to see one of the largest kindergarten classes to date because of the virus. And I don't know that I understand the numbers here. Ladies, I understand that there are more people around. But it wouldn't be, I mean, we have a lot of folks that are having babies 9 months since the pandemic started. But why is it now that there are so many? Is it the impact of immigration? Why do we have so many?
Well, no, it's because more kids are going to be back. Because during the pandemic, kids were either doing, you know, homeschooling or they just fell behind. So they think that a lot of kids who maybe were technically in kindergarten already might either repeat, or kids who have been, you know, had done pre-K. Some kids actually did really well at home, you know, with a tutor or homeschooling or whatever.
Yeah.
So that it kind of all seems to be converging on that age of kindergarten. So, and also I think during the pandemic, we know that that a lot of the preschool, you know, enrollment dropped. So it dropped from 71% to 54% during the pandemic. So a lot of kids are, they're just expecting an influx of kids. They won't fully know until, you know, registration time probably happens. So
yeah, in the fall.
That's what they're
expecting.
People
line up in August.
Yeah.
And, yeah, right, exactly. Another impact of the pandemic has been travel plans. There is a huge, if you haven't noticed it yet, a huge supply of recreational vehicles for sale. You go up and down the interstates and you see these big RV. It's like a car lot, except it's all RVs. People are buying them. People are renting them. And it may be that it's the only thing you can rent, because you sure as heck can't find rental cars. Travelers all over the country, whether it be in Hawaii or whether it be in New York, the number of people that are stranded, can't get cars when you go from... Megan was telling me when they were going to rent a car, and I said, that's silly, use my car, I don't need it. But they were looking at prices to rent a car while they're here for 2.5 weeks. It's out of sight. And mostly... It's people want to say, oh, those greedy companies. No, it was the pandemic. It was business, especially when Hertz went bankrupt because of the pandemic. They sold thousands, tens of thousands of cars to keep from going out of business. And then the other companies all followed suit. Enterprise, Alamo, all of them, they all sold tons of cars for their fleet. So now we are like the perfect storm here. You can't buy cars because there are no new cars because of the chip thing. And so they're going around to the auctions buying used cars so they can put them in the rental fleet until they can get new ones. And most of the new car, you're not going to see until late fall, the fulfillment of a lot of the orders for all these cars. And so people are getting stranded. Apparently, U-Haul rentals are the way some people are.
People are renting U-Hauls for a vacation. I guess you. What do you put the dog in the back of the U-Haul? I don't get it, but that's how I guess.
Yeah,
doing
they're renting the trucks from U-Haul to drive them. It's a visualization, Victoria. You're right.
Griswold, right? Like the Griswolds would end up doing that, renting a U-Haul if the car broke down.
Right. So what's the I guess the counter to this, whenever I present a problem, I like to have a solution for it. And I don't know what the solution is because the prices where you can get a car are crazy. Do you rent at the airport? That seems to be where the prices are the highest.
No, they actually say to stick to the airport because the airports have the best chance of actually getting you a vehicle. And some of the other things that you pay in advance, do not just book it and then say you'll pay when you get there because they will give your car away unless it's already paid for. So book it in advance. A lot of travel people are saying before you even book your flight, you need to book your rental car now or else, because you could end up with a flight that, once you get there, you've got no car.
Right.
So, and good luck being able to afford a hotel room. Not to be Debbie Downer on this conversation, but
are they
Airbnbs,
expensive too now too?
VRBOs, hotels, holy moly. I mean, ridiculously expensive.
This is going to be a summer of people remember how difficult, and everybody wants to travel because of what happened last year.
Yeah, I know everybody's been shut down.
Gas prices.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Remember we were talking a couple of weeks ago when this all started about the Russian outfit called Turo? That has they've sort of changed the way rentals are done. I remember renting a Turo a couple of years ago. They used a parking lot up the street from LAX, Jennifer, in a, I think it was a supermarket parking lot or something like that. They come pick you up, and they bring you to the lot, and they, you rent somebody's car. Somebody who isn't using their car that day or that week, they give them to Turo, and Turo rents them out. And the prices are cheaper, but I remember very vividly the experience because when I called to order, a very thick accented Russian said yes, and he took my stuff. And when I got to the airport, a very thick accented Russian picked me up and brought me to the lot where the cars were. There were a lot of thick accented Russians there. And so I asked the guy how he got started. And he said he came to America when he was a teenager, and he was looking for a business to get in because he knew Russia wasn't going to afford him the opportunity to be on his own. So he came to America, and he got legalized and started this business. And he had at that moment 52 cars that he was renting from various friends of his that were also Russians. And so he went in. He said, I'm going to go open up an office in Orange County at John Wayne. I'm going to do one out in Ontario. And I said, wow, that's a great opportunity. He says, Americans are lazy. This is something that if Americans were smart, they'd be doing it. but they aren't, so I'm doing it. I thought that was a pretty strong condemnation of what's going on in reality. And this was a couple of years ago that I had this. Now they're all over the Toro is all over the place. And it was started by this young Russian kid in Los Angeles. So a couple of different messages there, including how we're letting grass grow under our feet as Americans, but also what's going on in the reality of vehicles and the demand and what you do is just it's we're in a this summer is going to be a very expensive summer for a lot. But people, again, they want to get out. They want to go somewhere. We didn't do anything last year, so let's go. And there's certainly a lot of opportunists who are out there that will be happy to take your money. No ifs, ands, but. We took when I went to New York last Friday, I took the ferry from Bridgeport over to Port Jefferson on Long Island, and it was $89 for a one-hour ride with a car over. The last time I did it, it was a lot less expensive. I don't remember what it was, but it was much less expensive. So it's going to be reflected everywhere. Hopefully the weather will accommodate you. I see we're into the hurricane season already. We'll talk about that as we move on here. 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, there are variants that are coming to the surface here, variants, and whether they are being created in the laboratory, I'm not sure I understand. There are so many of these. Victoria, you were talking about this earlier, the variants. The vaccines work against all of the variants at this point, I think, do they not?
So there's some concern about the Delta, which used to be known as the variant from India. So there's some concern there that the vaccines that we, you know, the three major ones, Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J, there's some concern that they might not be as effective. So, like, if right now we're all at pretty much in the 90 percentile, well, yeah. Pfizer and Moderna are in the 90s, they think it might not be more than in the 70s. So, and this is, the Delta variant right now has made up 10% of all new cases
new
in America.
Cases. Yeah,
and
right.
It's doubling every 2 weeks. So this is the latest variant that Dr. Fauci is talking about it.
Very important.
Yep.
They really are. Most important part of getting out of this, from my point of view anyway. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Time for Jay Kirshner to bring us up to date on what's trending. We have week two's winner to announce and a couple of more trending stories. So what do we have in terms of winners? Let's talk about the winner first and how you can be a winner this week, Jay.
Rick Geisler is the winner this week. Yay! Or last week two winner, I should say.
Yeah.
Right. So that's pretty exciting. He comes from Spokane, Washington. He entered himself because, as he said, his daughter is a little bit too young to be using Facebook. So he gets a Nitro 40-volt circular saw and a 1,600 per square inch electric pressure washer from Works as part of the Father's Day prize pack. And the week three and final week contest begins today at 12 noon. All you have to do is tell us how you celebrated Father's Day last year and what's going to be different about your celebrations this year. And then the winner will be chosen by Doug Steffen himself.
Hooray! All right, speaking of celebration, there's a lobster, or as we say here in New England on Cape Cod, a lobster diver who had kind of a strange encounter. This was all over the local news. This was local news here. A humpback whale ate this guy.
Yeah. Swallowed him whole.
Swallowed him.
He found himself in the mouth. Yeah. And this guy managed to get himself freed, not having really any serious injuries, just some bruises and a few scrapes.
Well, they don't normally go after it like sharks. They don't. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's what he said. He thought it was a shark until everything went dark and he didn't feel any pain. He realized he wasn't bit by anything. So he was like, oh, this is a whale. And, yeah, a lot of experts are saying this was clearly a mistake. Either the whale was confused or something because they don't go after
humans. Baby whales. Yeah, they said baby whales sometimes get confused because I guess he had the bubbles from his scuba equipment.
Yeah, right.
That would be the same kind of bubbles that a whale might
put yourself in his position. Can you imagine even what it would be? I mean, he's all bruised up, apparently.
He's capitalizing, though. He already wants a movie made. He's talking about, like, who he wants to play him. I mean, I don't know. I guess I think someone was telling me there was also something crazy that happened to this guy before. I don't know what it was. I need to read more into it. But I guess there was some other weird thing that happened to this guy. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe he ought to just stay out of the ocean for a while.
Well,
yeah, and that's the thing. He wanted to get back in and get back to work as soon as possible. I would kind of be like, I might retire from this career.
So, but did he describe what it was like to be inside The mouth, was he going down the throat of this? I mean, what? Where did he go?
It was about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But 30 seconds, you know, seemed like a long time to him. He said he was, all he could think about was his two kids, and he thought he was going to die. And then he started doing these motions that was kind of shaking the whale's head, and then the whale surfaced and spit him out, and the rest of his crew scooped him back up from the water.
I don't know if you can even put yourself in that position, frankly, anyway. It's okay.
Well, those whales, you know, they just kind of, they go along the bottom and they just have their mouths open.
Their bottom feeders. They just suck everything in.
Including divers.
Right. Yeah. Oof. Should critical race theory be taught in public schools? That's a question that we've asked. What are we getting for responses from our listeners on that on our social media there, Jay?
Susan Warren says, no, the American dream is not white, black, brown, or purple. If you work hard in America, you can be successful. Color has nothing to do with it. John Metzger says...
That flies in the face of what we were talking about earlier. I don't believe that that's the case, at least at the moment. Hopefully we get back to some kind of advanced... to an advanced maturity that allows us to look at people not as a person of race or color or religion... But most qualified, that's been the thing. I mean, I guess I'm a Pollyanna to think that way, but we're creating a situation which may be worse than the original problem. Anyway, go ahead. What else? You got one other comment?
John Metzger says teaching kids to feel guilty that they are white is not the way to go.
Awful.
I don't believe that's what critical race theory is actually teaching.
No, but that walk is
not. But that's how some people are bastardizing the education.
Well, but no, you don't know what's going on in every classroom. I think that there is some of this stuff that.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech in front of the Knesset Sunday to vow a swift return to office, called his replacement too weak, and called out the Biden administration's efforts to revive the nuke deal with Iran. Naftali Bennett became the new prime minister after a 60-59 vote. Actor Ned Beatty has died, Dan Araki reports.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83.
Wasabi will be adding another trophy to his case. The Pekingese was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Sunday, beating out reserve winner Bourbon the Whippet. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Biden struggled during a press conference at the G7 summit Sunday, mixing up Libya and Syria not once but three times while discussing humanitarian aid to countries torn apart by civil war.
We could work together with Russia. For example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic assistance. I mean, vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way. Russia has engaged in activities which we believe are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful.
China released a statement saying the days of global decisions being made by a small number of countries is over. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now on the DJV programming, prioritizing what's going on, executing discussions about the things going on flawlessly, as you come to expect. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, my flawless a group of ladies who have much to say, much experience in life, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The most important thing right now is to sort of get to the truth of the matter. No. The facts of the matter, excuse me, because the truth I've come to think, and it was sort of actually, was underscored exercising my critical mind last night watching something on PBS that really was, it was supposed to be a cultural thing. I'm trying to remember what the name of the show was, and I can't, but it was, you know, kind of the same stuff that we now seem to be confronted with at every turn. You know, what is there that we're supposed to take away from the issues of the day that are based on religion and color and people being different? Tom Hanks, apparently, I did not see this. I don't know if the ladies here collectively or individually saw the op-ed piece that appeared in the Times over the weekend. So what was the nature of it? I think, Victoria, you were talking about it first.
No, Jen. Yeah, I don't know this story. I haven't heard it. I'm waiting for Jen
right,
to
so
share it.
Follow
along here. You might need to take notes on this one. But Tom Hanks wrote an op-ed in the New York Times on Sunday. And in it, he said that the United States needs to stop whitewashing history. And he specifically said that the Tulsa race massacre must be taught in schools, and said that even though it's uncomfortable, that a lot of these stories need to be part of our history and not deleted just because they're bad stories, essentially. So he writes that. Well, enter this guy from NPR who takes what Tom Hanks has said and decided that it was not enough or inappropriate. The guy from NPR is named Eric Deakins, and he did an opinion piece all his own with a disclaimer. He said he admires Hanks as an actor and considers him to be a stand-up guy, but then he says that Hanks did not do a thorough enough analysis in his essay for the New York Times, and he calls for,
what an arrogant,
as he calls for more Tulsa or teaching on the Tulsa race massacre. He said that the truth about Tulsa and the repeated violence by some white Americans against black Americans was systemically ignored. Well, when he said that, apparently Eric Deakins says that that wasn't far enough, that Tom Hanks didn't go far enough. He said there was wise words, and it's wonderful that Hank stepped forward to advocate for teaching about a race-based massacre, but he said that it's not enough. He said he's made a career out of playing righteous white men in films, and they leave out black contribution to society.
Yeah, so, see, this is what I'm talking about.
He had Bubba Gump.
Yeah, this is
I'm being facetious. That's I'm not being serious when I say that, but okay, so continue. So, no, I mean, that's basically the story, is that Tom Hanks comes out with something that you would think would kind of appease the far left, talks about our nation's history. By the way, I agree with him. I think we should teach every part of our nation's history.
Of course we should.
And, I mean, I think it's just a common sense thing. But then to, this is the
what
risk
more
of
does
even
he want
putting
him to
your,
do? That's what I'm confused by.
He says that it's not enough. This is what he directly said. Tom Hanks is a non-racist. It's time for him to be an anti-racist.
What's
how
the difference?
Will Tom Hanks achieve that?
Well, that's the question. What is the difference? How do you achieve
that? I don't
that?
Know
can
how
you ever
old this guy
that?
Is and what life experiences he's had. The writer of this.
Look him up.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with this at all. I'm sick of the New York Times telling everybody how to think.
No, this was NPR. The New York
Times. But
it
still
was
the Times is the same. They're all the same. They all are the same in terms
of
telling
people what to
think.
I think it's interesting. If you look at his Twitter profile, he says NPR TV critic, media analyst, MSNBC, NBC, author, race baiter.
You think?
How media, I guess that's the name of his book, Race Baiter, How Media Wield Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation. And he's a professor at Duke University. So, again, is this the appropriate person to be teaching people or telling people what should be taught?
That's
instead
grinder.
Of asking, right? I mean...
Is he white or black, and does that
he's
make
black.
A difference? Yeah, okay. Nope, more
I'm
of the
same. I'm just curious. Like, I think that it's much more helpful for it for someone who has a platform like this guy has. It would be so much more helpful, instead of just knocking Tom Hanks for not going, quote-unquote, far enough, why don't you explain to people what the difference is between being anti-racist and non-racist, and where, you know, and where... He would like to see white America be educated on that. Be part of the solution. Don't just be pointing out the problem.
He's talking
about all of Tom Cruise's roles. He's saying that he's
Tom
played
Hanks.
Righteous white men and that that's not good enough.
Yeah.
So,
but what roles is he supposed to
Mr.
take?
Mr. Rogers. This guy wants to run his career.
Right.
Get lost. That's what I say to these people. Get lost. You're the problem.
Well,
it certainly
also,
creating
somebody comes out and says something that most people agree with, and is someone in the that is taking a step out of their comfort zone. Tom Hanks didn't have to do this, but he did it.
No.
And then he gets pooed all over because someone says it's not enough. I mean, well, what is enough? Is it ever enough?
Right.
Because when something, you know,
no,
that's what I think is so
with,
frustrating about all of this.
Right. And go back to what I said about the mayor in my community and all the stuff that went on at the radio convention, that things that are being said, if you're white, don't bother to apply for this job or that job because we don't want you.
But see, that's ridiculous to say, and that makes it, that's even, that's adding to the problem,
Victoria,
too.
That's what's happened. My son told us, I told
I
you
know,
the story about what
I
my son went through.
That, and
it's
I'm not
very
saying that
clear
that
what's
happen.
Going on.
Look, because unless
I'm
you're a self-loathing
happen.
White person, if you're not a self-loathing white person, they don't like you. So you can be a white person, but you have to hate yourself, and you have to
That's
think you're an oppressor.
True.
It absolutely. This is what this guy is saying. He's saying that Tom Hanks, in taking his roles, is doing a disservice to African Americans.
So that should be Tom Hanks' first thought.
I mean, well, I don't agree with this guy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, this
what role is Tom Hanks supposed to? Is he supposed to play a black man and then get canceled?
Yeah, right. What
happens
then?
What's he supposed to do? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's the idea behind critical race theory. You're either a victim or an oppressor. And so, obviously, if you're a subscriber to critical race theory...
We've gone too far with the race stuff.
Tom Hanks is an oppressor. And so, do I think that's true? Absolutely not. And that's why I think it's a really dangerous thing to go down that path, because I don't believe that everybody is an oppressor and a victim.
No. All right, here's a guy who's been given 10 years in prison for attacking a person who asked him to pull up his mask. I'm chuckling about this, but... it really isn't funny. His name is Shane Wayne Michael. Lives in Des Moines. Convicted of willful injury causing serious injury. The sentence is pretty stern. There have been a lot of people in court because of these arguments over face coverings. So you wonder, 10 years in prison, what kind of a message is that? The story of this guy... got into an altercation last fall, was shopping in a Vision for Less store. I don't know what's Vision for Less? I don't know what that is. Let's see, is it like a dollar store or something? Anyway, according to the complaint, Michael was approached by another customer in the store who asked him to pull up his mask. The two men exchanged words. I'm sure they did, yeah. I can imagine what that conversation was like. Okay, anyway. They went outside of the store, and they got into a fist fight. Michael dropped this other guy, whose name is Mark Dinning, to the ground. He went after him in his private parts, and then he gouged his eyes. This is over a mask.
Why are people fighting? I don't understand this. The store sets, every individual store can set whatever boundaries they want. The policy is, do you wear a mask if you don't? I mean, this is crazy. This happened to my cousin, who's a senior in high school. Over the weekend, he was at a pharmacy, and in New Jersey, a lot of people, the mask mandates have been lifted, but some people are wearing masks still in the grocery store or in the pharmacy, and some people aren't, or whatever. So my cousin's standing there. He's fully vaccinated. He has no mask on. He's standing there waiting for a prescription, and some creepy guy comes up behind him. He goes, hey, I like your style. And my cousin turns around. He's like, what? He's like, I like that, you're not falling victim to, you're not being manipulated by the government, like all this crazy anti-vaxxer stuff. So my cousin goes, thanks, but I'm fully vaccinated. And the guy got really angry with him. Why would you get a vaccine that you don't even know what's in it and all this other, this is a total stranger accosting another stranger. People have got to just calm down and give it up. Live and let live. If somebody wants to get a vaccine, great.
By the policies, by the companies, or whoever. For example, when airlines say you got to wear a mask, they're not saying that anymore, but they did say it, and people refuse to wear the mask.
Oh, I thought they are still saying that.
Are they? I don't know. I'll ask the kids.
Public transportation and airlines, I think, are still, you still have to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. You've got to wear it until September 15th, at least.
Okay. So if you refuse to wear a mask, there are people who have been fined $15,000 for not wearing a mask on a plane.
Well, you get kicked off the plane, too.
Well, hopefully not at 35,000 feet, but,
Well, there are some people who started out wearing a mask in order to board the plane, and then they tried to make trouble up in the air, which is...
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen the list of the numbers of complaints that have been filed on behalf of flight attendants? It's like 3,000 already this month. It's nuts. Yeah. People are just losing their mind. In New York over the weekend, there was two guys got into a fight. One ended up being shot because they were arguing about they were at a bodega, and they were arguing about the hours that the store was open. And they didn't even own the store. The two of them just got into an argument of when the store was going to close, and someone ends up shot. It's just crazy.
Yeah, there are too many people with weapons who don't know how to use them properly. Hey. All right, trending today at the DJV download, a look back at the CMT Awards. That's the trending, the items that we talked about in a couple of instances last week. Let's see here. Morgan Wallen, fans supporting him. And then we talk about on the download cicadas. I don't know how to. I never.
Cicadas.
Cicadas taking on the press plane last week. Biden gets one of them himself, as a matter of fact. And then the influx of peacocks around Los Angeles. They are really noisy. I've got a couple of them on the farm, just really noisy. So anyway, a daily overview of what's going on in shortened form, plus some other tidbits as well. You can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever else you may get your podcasts.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, so here's another example, and I say this smiling, and I don't mean that to be a double entendre, because the story is about Tavis Smiley, who's starting, Jennifer, a radio station in Los Angeles to compete with the stations that are there already, including the one that you're on locally there. KBLA was bought by Tavis Smiley and some investors last year, so he's going to start on the air with it. I think it's this week or next week. And so the idea of carrying this program was presented to him. I know Tavis from when he was a kid. He called me and wanted some advice on radio and stuff and acknowledged knowing me when he was approached. Do you think this would be a good thing to carry on your station? And so when I got back, I never talked to him directly, but this is a station that is going to be for the black audience, pretty progressive, I'm thinking, Jennifer. Unapologetically progressive, he calls it. A station for the African-American listening audience in Los Angeles, period, end of story. And so he said to the person who approached him, yeah, I like Doug, but he's white. And basically said, I don't want any white people on my station, which is his choice. That's not, you know. But it's also very interesting how it was considered, because he did consider it, which I thought was interesting. But
what if somebody said, I don't want any black people on my station?
Well, that, yeah, that thank you.
Well?
Yeah, probably not. But you can tell that story if you want, Jennifer and Carol. It's 10 before the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Past the hour now. Nice to have back on the program Mr. Thomas Q. Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, also responsible for a lot of content on the Money Pit podcast and also their newsletter. So we get to that after we find out what listener Jeff wants to know about getting rid of mildew. This is perfect for me because I've got some of it. I got the steam washer out, ready to go. What do I put in it, Tommy?
Well, he's got mildew on his roof.
Yep,
and
me too.
It's common, especially in the warmer weather.
Trees
see,
block
everybody
the
calls
sun.
It different things. They call it moss, mold, yeah. Mildew, algae. It could be lichen. These are all different plant growths, essentially, that will grow on your roof. And to get rid of them, you use a mildicide like any other cleaning project. There are special mildicides that are designed for the roofs. The concern is that you don't want to use anything that's too strong, especially if you have landscaping where the water is going to run down and damage it. In some cases, you need to protect the landscaping, like with tarps. But you use a roof cleaner on that. But the key is here, how do you keep it from coming back? And I'll give you a couple of tricks on that, Jeff. First of all, one thing you can do is you could add a strip of copper, like copper flashing, at the peak of the roof, right at the apex of the roof, and what will happen is as it rains, some of that copper will actually release from the metal, and it will wash the roof, because the copper is also a mildicide.
You're talking about the cap, the ridge line, just put it all across
yep,
the top?
Yep, put it at the cap, right? Put
wow,
it right. If
I'm
I had cap shingles, I put it right under the edge of the cap shingle, nice long strip of copper on each side.
Yeah.
And as that copper releases, it will clean the roof. Doug, have you ever noticed that, like, around a chimney where there's flashing, you usually get, like, white streaking on a roof?
Yes, I have
well,
that, okay, yeah.
So that's actually the cleaner part of the roof because the metal's releasing off the flashing, and it's causing those streaks. So this is a way to do it. And the second thing is just to try to get more light on your roof. If you can trim back some trees so you have a little more natural sunlight there, that will stop from growing, too.
Copper ridgeline. I just wrote that down. Okay, there we go. Thank you. That's very,
yeah.
very helpful. All right, there's a new sweepstakes afoot, the Safe at Home sweepstakes at the Money Pit, where you can win $39,000 in prizes, right?
$3,900, bud. I appreciate the enthusiasm.
That's right, okay.
Yeah, so
right,
we just launched the Safe at Home sweepstakes with Deep Sentinel. Now, Doug, I just installed this system in my house. These cameras are amazing. First of all, they're really high-tech. They can see at night. They capture everything that's happening. And most importantly, there is a security team that is watching the cameras all the time. So if there is an intruder, it's like having live security guards. The cameras have an artificial intelligence, an AI, that is measuring the scene 50 times per second. And if they see suspicious activity, like somebody trying to take a package off your porch, they can speak to the intruder, ask them what they're doing there, tell them to put the package down. They can call police. They can provide descriptions to the police. It is like the most sophisticated, coolest camera system we've ever had. We absolutely love it. And Deep Sentinel has given us 6 security camera sets to give away in the Safe at Home sweepstakes. You can enter today and every day at moneypit.com.
All right. And what about in the sweepstakes highlighted in the newsletter, I'm going to guess.
Yep.
As well. You podcast this week the story about mosquitoes and what's going on to get rid of them. What people
so,
doing.
Of course, mosquitoes love standing water, right? So any standing water on your property is going to allow mosquitoes to hatch. You know, they can actually hatch in about 7 or 8 days. So you want to make sure you watch out for standing water. Now, most folks will think, okay, gutters, yes, true, gutters. But other things like play toys. You know, we used to, when the kids were small, we had the wheelbarrows and we had the kiddie pools and the bird baths and that sort of thing. Anything that holds water like that is a launching pad for mosquito infestations. And I will throw out a plug to my favorite mosquito control device. It's this thing called a Dynatrap. It basically runs 24/7 and it collects the mosquitoes and it reduces their population. And since we started using them, we've not had any issues with mosquitoes in our backyard. Wow. And we live near wetlands, so they're pretty bad out here. So I'm pretty happy with that device.
They're not as bad this year as the ticks. I wish we could have something like that was a good way to get rid of ticks.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Frankly.
You're right. We already pulled the tick off the dog.
I take them off. I got one on my stomach, one on my chest, one on my neck, one on my hair.
TMI, Doug. TMI. Too much information.
Well, we talk about getting them off of the dog. Get them off of me.
Well,
anyway. Yes, right. Okay. Karen has to restrain. Good, Doug. Has to restain her deck. Why is that? What's her problem?
Well, she says it keeps peeling off, and if you have any kind of finish that keeps peeling, it's lost its ability to bond to the substrate, in this case the wood fibers. You have to take all that finish off and start again. So sorry for that bad news, Karen, but when it's peeling like that, putting good paint or good stain on top of old, that's bad. It's not going to work. It will continue to separate. So going to have to take that down to the wood.
There it is. Words of wisdom from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit. Check it out at moneypit.com, especially that new sweepstakes album.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.